Taliban leaders in Afghanistan promise to wage a holy war against the United States if they are attacked. Violence has been committed in the name of religion for centuries. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked three religious leaders in Madison, Wisconsin, to explain their faith's teachings about hatred, retribution, and forgiveness. She spoke with Monsignor Kenneth J. Fiedler, Rabbi Jan Brahms, and Dr. Ahmed Ali.
Monsignor Fiedler, people of faith say that their faith has been shaken by the terrorism that we have seen, and they wonder how God could let this happen. How do you respond?
First of all, God allows free will. God certainly does not want evil. To me, what it stood for is, once again, recognizing there is still evil in the world, and maybe a chance to look in their own hearts as well. This was such tremendous evil, I think that's why many people's faith was shaken.
Rabbi Brahms?
I agree. I don't think that we can blame God for this kind of evil. This is the unfortunate misuse of the power to create and the power to destruct. And the trauma that we experienced as a nation is sadly when people misuse and misinterpret their abilities.
Dr. Ali, I'd like to hear your answer, but let me explain to our listeners that the Islamic Center in Madison doesn't have a full-time imam, and so various members of the community lead the prayers, and you are the president of the Islamic community of Madison. May we have your reaction to that notion? How could God let such a thing happen?
Well, it is very much alike to other faiths. We are in this world as a test. We are tested day in and day out with choices that we have to make. Ultimately, what we do, it which direction we go, it decides what we turn out to be. And God says very clearly, we have placed you on this earth so that we test you, and we'll test you both good and bad. We'll test you with happiness and strife.
So choice is at the center, really, for the three of you and your congregants. But Monsignor Fiedler, Scripture tells us to love our enemy. How can a congregation, a group of people, not return hatred with hate?
I think difficult for many to swallow at this point in time. What we seek is justice, but not vengeance. And there's maybe a thin line there for some people. But I believe that they should be brought to justice. But at the same time, we do not believe to lower our standards to become terrorists ourselves.
Rabbi Brahms?
If our response is solely in a military fashion, what can possibly happen is a breeding of hatred that becomes more severe. I think that we have to restrain. I think that we have to put pressure. I think that we have to exercise the values of life and righteousness to sacrifice human beings in the name of God or in the name of vengeance or in the name of anger or in the name of hatred, I don't think is what our traditions teach us, and I certainly don't think it is what God wants us to do.
What about the idea of forgiveness, Monsignor? How can forgiveness come after anger, and in a situation like this, should it?
I think forgiveness is necessary in all of our lives. Christ forgave those who crucified him. If he can do that, then I think we are challenged also to forgive. Christ's teaching, forgive over and over again, 70 times, 7 times, he tells the apostles. So it is a challenge and I think a difficult one for us, but that's our tradition, our heritage.
Dr. Ali, what about the role of forgiveness in Islam?
In Islam, there is a lot of latitude for forgiveness, like many other faiths. However, there is an added dimension to it. We believe that if evil is all the time forgiven to the extent that it will be so much rampant that the society and the management of society and the living of people of faith and the societies that are civilized will become impossible. So we do believe that when we see there is an evil done, that evil has to be dealt with. We should not allow the evil to get unpunished. As far as forgiveness is concerned, we believe that to forgive, it is divine. However, if people who have suffered need to have solution of the problem, it needs to be addressed. Like, for example, we have loss of so many lives that have taken place in the last week. We certainly believe that these people who caused this distress should be punished, but no more than what has happened should be dealt with. Like, for example, if these are the perpetrators, they are the only ones should be dealt. In this endeavor, we should not go on any witch hunt. We should not take the lives of innocent people.
Rabbi Brahms, what about forgiveness in Judaism?
We are about to observe next week the most sacred day of the Jewish year, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, we are commanded to seek forgiveness from God for any sins that we may have committed. But part of our ability to be worthy of atonement from God is our ability to forgive those who have wronged us. And so this year, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult to approach a concept of forgiving those who killed so many innocent men, women, and children motivated purely by hatred.
I just want to make one comment about it. In Holy Book Quran, it clearly says, Muslims, who you believe, if you take one life, innocent life, it is as if you have taken the life of all the mankind. And simultaneously, if you save one life, you have saved the entire mankind. And that's the tenet we certainly believe on, and certainly we try to follow.
And that's also part of the Jewish tradition and text as well. Exactly the same.
That's good.
If I can add to that, one of the quotes I used Sunday is Paul to Timothy, when one member of the community suffers, we all suffer. And we have a tremendous sense of solidarity with those in New York and Washington. And so we all feel their pain.
Thank you very much. Religious leaders in Madison, Wisconsin. Monsignor Kenneth J. Fiedler of Our Lady Queen of Peace Parish. Rabbi Jan Brahms of Temple Beth El. Dr. Ahmed Ali, President of the Islamic Community of Madison. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.